Right now, one nation poses a specific threat to world peace: Iran. Learn what your Bible says about Iran's pushy foreign policy and how the world's leading sponsor of terrorism will be emphatically stopped. Next on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. The nation of Iran has recently been damaging huge oil tankers with sea mines in the Middle East, and they've even brought down an American drone that cost a lot of money, and they've now captured a British oil tanker. And so we're seeing a lot of problems in the Middle East because of Iran. And where is this leading? Can we know? Well, Bible prophecy does tell us precisely where it's all leading, and we need to understand that. Iran is the number one terrorist sponsoring nation in the world, and they've been a plague to the Middle East for over three decades, so it has been a real problem. Soon they're going to get nuclear bombs unless somebody stops them, and it doesn't look too much like that will happen. But can you imagine what that nation would be like with nuclear bombs? What kind of a plague would they be in the Middle East and to the whole world? Well, I can tell you from Bible prophecy that they're not going to have a war with America, they're not going to have a war with Britain, and they're not going to have a war with even the Jewish state, which is very close to them, or the country of called Israel today. But that there is a nation that is going to, or a military power that's going to come against them with a military whirlwind, according to Bible prophecy. And it's going to overwhelm them, and they're going to actually trigger World War III. And we have been teaching about this King of the South for over 25 years and telling you that it's right there in Bible prophecy, and it is all going to be fulfilled, and it has been being fulfilled just exactly as we said, because we told you precisely what is in the Bible. Now, for over 70 years, we've also been prophesying that the King of the North would be Germany, who leads the King of the North, also called the Holy Roman Empire, from the European area. And it's going to be a mighty power that's going to just literally shock the world. It's almost like they're this great superpower and could be greater than any other superpower when this happens, and it's going to happen very soon. And you need to realize just what a superpower Germany is economically, and even with nuclear weapons, when you consider they are a close ally of France, who has a lot of nuclear bombs and some submarines, nuclear submarines. But it's going to, this clash is going to trigger World War III, but it's also going to trigger the coming of the Messiah. That's the good news in all of this, because the coming of the Messiah is right on the heels of all of this, because if he didn't return, well, what would be left on this earth? But anyhow, since we have been prophesying for over 25 years about this King of the South and telling you that it was Iran and a radical Islam, and we've had wars over in the Middle East, that is, the U.S. has, and other nations in the western part of this world, well, nations like Afghanistan and Iraq. But the real snake, the real head, let's say, of the terrorist snake is Iran. And all those problems in the Middle East are never going to go away as long as Iran is there. And this military power with Germany leading European nations understands what they're dealing with, and they understand there's never going to be any peace until that nation is destroyed. And that's what they understand that perhaps other nations do not understand. Notice Daniel 11 and verse 40. And at the time of the end shall the King of the South push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots and with horsemen and with many ships. And he shall enter into the countries and shall overflow and pass over." Do you think that isn't going to shake the world? I should say it is. And this is the time of the end. Daniel is only for this end time. Now, that is good to keep that in mind. So I want to talk to you about a German whirlwind conquers Iran. Just think about this, that some people might say, well, hey, you really can't understand that prophecy, but God's very elect could never proclaim this message if they didn't understand who the king of the north is and the king of the south is. And we have known that for many years, and we prove it to you from your own Bible. And it tells you exactly what's going to happen and what the outcome is going to be in the Middle East. And with the greatest news you could possibly hear coming on the heels of that, to make sure we have some human beings left alive on this earth. That's how bad it is. We have been proving all of that to you. Well, this is 1992, and the New York Times wrote this: "Becoming second to Saudi Arabia as a world oil power, Iran expects to further its greater ambition of being the most important regional power in the Persian Gulf, a long-held foreign policy objective." And they've had this huge armament program, building up their arms and surrounding the little nation, the little Jewish nation, with implacable enemies around them. Hezbollah up in Lebanon, an Iranian proxy, and Hamas down in Gaza on the other side of Israel. So they have surrounded Israel with really tremendous power. Now I want to read you just one more quote here that's really important, one that we have wrote and quoted a man that knows what he's talking about. Former Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, Dory Gold, said that a nuclear Iran can't be deterred like the Soviet Union was during the Cold War. Well, why not? Why can't they be deterred like another nation, let's say another nuclear nation? Well, here's the reason. The Iranians have a much more radical belief system. They think their savior, their Messiah, you could say, the 12th Imam, or Mahdi, will return sooner if they cause more apocalyptic chaos and violence. As Gold pointed out, quote, "Anyone who says with confidence that the West can get used to nuclear Iran and rely on classic deterrence models has absolutely no idea what he is up against. It's not like any other nation in the world because of their radical beliefs that they think more violence can hasten the return of their 12th Imam." Now that's what they believe, and they're willing to die for that. How are you going to deal with a nation like that? And they, of course, have been proving that for some 30 years. You can see the see their actions and see the fruits of what they've been doing. You can figure that out, figure a lot of this out just by looking at what's happening. Who is dominating the Middle East? Who is dominating Europe? Iran's dominating the Middle East, domineering it in many ways, and Germany is dominating Europe, dominating it. That's why Britain is pulling out. They can't take this German bullying that you have to expect if you're going to be a member of the European Union. But again, what do you think that Iran is going to do when they get nuclear bombs, and they're on the edge of getting them even now? What is going to happen then? What kind of a world are we living in? They are illegally, according to a deal they made with the United Nations and certain named nations, that they would not build international ballistic missiles for another 8 years anyhow. And they are building them right now, and those missiles carry nuclear bombs. They're going right on with their program. They're going to get a nuclear bomb unless somebody destroys them. They'll not be stopped any other way. They're not like any other nation. Now, that may seem odd, but you'd better study into their religion a little bit, especially radical Islam. That's what I'm talking about today, radical Islam. But here we have this king of the north that is pushed. There is a push against them, some violent push, and I'll show you more about that in a moment. And then so Germany comes against them like a whirlwind. It shows that they are ready to attack them when it happens. They've already planned this out. Now, you can see the key word here in this verse is about the attack, but the real emphasis is on the strategy. They come at them like a whirlwind. Well, what does that mean? If you're in a whirlwind, it just whirls round and around. They're all around you. They've surrounded you. That's what it means. So Germany, of course, while Iran is so fixed on destroying Israel and the United States, if they can, well, Germany is thinking about a much bigger war. And they know and they understand that you're not going to be able to deal with Iran with the present leadership they're going to have very quickly. You cannot deal with these people. The only way to stop them is by a war and defeat them in a war. So they've been working on this strategy for over a decade already, and it's very easy to see. The Gassinius lexicon says, whirlwind means to sweep away in a storm. And it can mean to bristle with terror. The James Moffat says this, when the end arrives, the king of the south shall butt at him, but the king of the north shall storm at him like a whirlwind with chariots and cavalry and large fleet invading his lands and flooding them. How did they manage all that? Well, they didn't put their military on the borders of Iran, hoping to quickly destroy Tehran, their capital. But they have surrounded Iran and their allies. And I'll show you that with a map here today. I'll just give you a couple examples of how they're really surrounding Iran in ways that the world does not understand. In the Mediterranean lies Cyprus, which is a little island very close to the nation of Israel. And the Germans had to give Cyprus an economic bailout. And they said, okay, we'll do that, but you're going to have to essentially give us control of your nation, almost controlling it so that they can strategically use this nation very close to Jerusalem and very close to Iran. And they have control of what's really being done in that little nation. Now, in Turkey, they have 400 soldiers, and maybe even more. This was written some time ago. And for 3 years until December 2015, it deployed 2 anti-aircraft missile batteries. And it's just developed Turkey into a massive export market, massive. Like selling Turkey 715 tanks, 687 armored personnel carriers, 300 air defense missile systems, 197 ground survey radar units, 8 frigates, 2 support ships, and 15 submarines in the last 2 decades. If you remember World War I and World War II, Germany started both of those wars, and they built the nation into like a military mechanism that they in other words, they could, by directing certain military acts and activities, they could just gear the whole nation to have great armaments. That's why Hitler just trampled all over Europe. Now, that's look what they're doing in Turkey. And why should Germany be one of the five greatest exporters of armaments in the world? Well, do you remember what we promised years ago that we would do and would not allow Germany ever to do again, ever to arm themselves militarily? Well, I'll read that quote a little later if I have time, but here I want to show you a map. If you look at this map, which is of the Middle East, and you can see the dark red nations are the Iran and their allies, but then the orange nations that, if you'll just look around, they surround Iran and all of their allies. I mean, you just look at how they have them surrounded, all the way to the north and the east and the south and the west. I mean, all around, they've got Iran surrounded, and they have deals with these nations just like they have with Turkey and Cyprus and so on. And they have been working on this strategy, this whirlwind strategy, which is exactly what the Bible says, because in a whirlwind, it surrounds everybody. It comes from every direction when you're in a whirlwind. That's what Germany is going to be doing with their allies from Europe. And they're going to overwhelm Iran in a very short amount of time. Notice verse 1 of chapter 12, and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which stands for the children of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time. And at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. So God is going to protect his people, but this is all leading to no time of suffering like it ever on this earth, it says. This all leads to World War III. Do you remember when we said after World War II, here's what Winston Churchill and Franklin Roosevelt signed right after World War II? It said, "It is our inflexible purpose to destroy German militarism and Nazism and to ensure Germany will never again be able to disturb the peace of the world." They had this memory of World War II and this memory of World War I. And if you know Germany's past, their whole history has been filled with causing wars. It's just the way the nation has been built. They have what is called the Holy Roman Empire. We've already seen six heads of it, but this one is the seventh that is rising now, and the Messiah is going to come and destroy it himself, along with other evil powers in this world. And he's going to rule this earth. But listen to this. If this is not a strong warning, that was a strong warning. How about this? Margaret Thatcher said this when she was Prime Minister of Britain, October 1995 in Colorado Springs, Colorado. She said, she was the Prime Minister, "You have not anchored Germany to Europe. You have anchored Europe to a newly dominant, unified Germany. In the end, my friends, you will find it will not work." This is a strong warning from the Prime Minister of Britain. Well, that's over 20 years ago. What is it like today? Was she right? Why is Britain coming out of, why do they have Brexit? Why are they coming out of this European Union? She said, Germany just has this national character of dominating other nations. That's what she said. Was she right? Now, she said that Europe is anchored to a newly dominant, unified Germany. 24 years ago, she said that. 24 years ago. See, we get distracted by all of these things that are going on in America and Britain and the Jewish nation, and we lose sight of what is really happening in the world, and we don't really take seriously God's prophecy, and that's the only way we'll ever be able to protect ourselves in this terrible time of the end. time of nuclear bombs all over the place. Did you know there was a president in the U.S. just a few years ago that did everything they could to promote and bring Germany into a leadership role, the leadership role in Europe? Well, he was even given the Charlemagne Prize as a sort of a reward for that from the Germans. Amazing. If you realize the history of what Winston Churchill said and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, well then, what a tragic mistake that is. Unbelievable policy coming out of the U.S. at that time. Notice Daniel 12 and verse 8. Let's see where this all leads. Daniel 12 and verse 8, "And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, Go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end." It's only for the end time. Don't try to understand this, Daniel, even though it was revealed to him. But today, in the end time, it must be revealed. Where has that book been revealed? Well, we've been prophesying this for quite a few years. And many people know that are not even members of our organization at all. And then verse 11, it says, "And from the time that the daily sacrifice," it should be the work of God spiritually, "shall be taken away, and the abomination that makes desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Well, what is that abomination? What is that? One of the strongest adjectives in all the Bible. Well, or a noun, it could be, but one of the strongest words in the Bible. You see, the Messiah comes and destroys that king of the north and those evil powers that are dropping nuclear bombs all over this earth. What a world we live in. We must wake up and realize these are the real problems we need to be focusing on. This is everything to our future. And it's time that we understood that. The Messiah has to come and destroy the king of the north that thinks they're so powerful, and the king of the south, and other evil nations. And that includes all of them, really, if you understand spiritually what the Bible is talking about. But notice this, verse 12, "Blessed is he that waits and that comes to the 1,305 days. So now it's getting down to the point where, if you understand Bible prophecy, we're soon going to be counting days right down to the time of the coming of the Messiah. And that is good news. All of this evil is going to be stopped forever. What a blessing, what a world it will be then, and should have been long ago. But man keeps rebelling and thinks that he can somehow solve all these problems. And he can't even get close to it. He can't even get close to it. Counting days." Well, that's exciting and wonderful. Verse 13, "But go you your way till the end be, for you shall rest and stand in your lot at the end of the days." He'll be resurrected and Daniel will be right there. But notice what it says. Let's go back to verse 3. I want you to see what it says about your reward if you proclaim this message or help God work to get God's message out to this world. Notice this amazing and wonderful and most inspiring scripture, one of the greatest inspirational scriptures in all the Bible. Verse 3 says, "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." Do you mean that we can actually shine like the stars forever and ever, and the brightness of the firmament forever and ever? He's talking about his bride here, the people that will become his bride and called the first fruits. He says, "Now if you proclaim this message and turn many to righteousness, to God, before this coming of the Messiah, if you will do that, and proclaim that message and turn people to righteousness, then you're going to shine like the stars forever and ever, like the brightness of the whole firmament. That's the way you're going to look forever, sitting on the very throne of David with the Messiah and ruling with him forever and ever. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
Right now, one nation poses a specific threat to world peace: Iran. Learn what your Bible says about Iran's pushy foreign policy and how the world's leading sponsor of terrorism will be emphatically stopped. Decades before secular authorities saw Iran as the major power in the Middle East, Gerald Fleury forecasted that Iran would eventually rise to dominance. Request his free booklet, The King of the South, for resounding biblical proof of this nation's violent role in end-time events. Thousands of years ago, the prophet Daniel wrote about the King of the North and the King of the South. These two kings represent two specific nations that are rapidly building toward an earth-shaking clash in the near future. This bloody confrontation will trigger a chain of events that will lead to the return of Jesus Christ. Study The King of the South to prove for yourself the identities of these two important world powers. Iran will continue its belligerence until another nation finally responds with overwhelming force. Request Gerald Fleury's free booklet, Germany's Conquest of the Balkans, to learn how German aggression in the 1990s is a frightening forerunner of the worldwide damage this mighty nation will soon cause. Shamefully, the very nation that defeated Germany in World War II has been its chief enabler ever since. Also, request our free booklet, Germany and the Holy Roman Empire, to expose the disturbing church-state alliance that has perpetrated more crimes against humanity than any other group in history. You will also receive Gerald Fleury's free 12-page special report, Germany's Secret Strategy to Destroy Iran, for stunning visual proof of Germany's war-making brilliance. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request all four of our materials about two nations that are preparing to start a third world war. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. The preceding program was a paid presentation of The Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.